call 866-485-9867 to get your groove on. Live from the alluring Big Dog Production Studios, it's time for the Big Dog After Dark.
Welcome back on a Football Friday in the Doghouse. It is the final hour of the week. It is also the Dog After Dark hour, and it is a Football Friday, which means there is a Friday trifecta. And here's the deal with our new Grand Trifecta season. It runs from now through the Super Bowl. Most Grand Trifecta points on the board lands a sweet night at the Huntsville Havoc game, courtesy of our friends at TOC Sports and Huntsville Hospital. Now, for this week, what we have is the bowl win totals and then a salty NFL bonus pick. So here you go. Your Big Ten has eight games. So the over-under is 4.5 wins. Will they win at least 4.5 games? They were 3-7 last year. The SEC has 9 games. So the over and under on that is 4.5 wins. They were 6-6 last year. Well, they can't go 500 with 9 games, can they? Remember, this doesn't include potential national championship game. So 9 games this year, over under 4.5 wins. ACC has 10 games this year. Over and under is 5.5 wins. They were 8-3 last year, so no national championship game in there. The bonus for a second point on the big board, Patriots -2.5 at the Steelers. So if you want in, 866-485-9867 right now, get you in. 866, and there's no waiting line. 866-485-9867. Your text window is 732-982-7469. That'll get you in there as well. I got to be honest, I made my picks for the Huntsville Hospital, the TOC Sports Huntsville Hospital Doghouse Bowl Challenge, which the link is right there at the Facebook fan page. I think we're up over at least 50 contestants now. Let me just see if we've broken through to 60 mark. I don't know if they update it like that or not, or how quickly they update it. Let's see here. My group, Doghouse Pick'em. I could do everything but make my picks. It says we're over 50. I don't know how many we got, but we're well over 50 now. But this is it. I mean, you got to get in now because the games start tomorrow. So make sure that you get in on this deal now, and you can play along with us. Again, we've got the TOC Sports Huntsville Hospital suite for you if you can hit the thing. And we'll use the national championship game as the tiebreaker if, in fact, we have a tie, which is possible because we're not doing that stupid confidence thing. You just go down through and make your picks, and whoever gets the most games right is going to be our winner. Now, I made my picks, and I surprised myself. You know, T-Mac, you ever do that? It's like I always make my picks off my gut. You know what I mean? I'm going to go off my ample gut and make my picks. But you ever do something where your brain – you'll do this in your marriage. You've only been married for 15 minutes, so I don't know how often it's happened with you. But your brain is saying one thing, and then you open your mouth and something else comes out. You ever had that happen?
I have, and I'm really curious as to which pick you made that was like that, because if I don't know if people want to know how the sausage was made. But there were a couple when you were giving me your picks to fill in for you. I was kind of surprised on a couple.
Well, it was actually two. I mean, the rest of them are all, you know, they're hocus pocus anyway. I mean, some of them, like everybody's going one way. I went the other way in a couple of them. Like I took Middle Tennessee. I'm not going to go against the Blue Raiders. I love the Blue Raiders. So I took them against Arkansas State. They're not that much of a dog. I'm surprised. By the way, they sold out their allotment of tickets. Middle Tennessee sold out the Camilla Bowl.
You know, actually surprised me in that one because I picked MTSU as well, and I know just about everybody's picking Arkansas State. So
they are. You know, according to this thing, you know, the picks are going Arkansas State. But you know, I worked on a broadcast for Middle Tennessee for 5 years. One of my sons went there. I think ultimately, at least one more, if not two more of my sons will go there. I know the coach really well. I'm not going to go against Middle Tennessee.
I could have had a scholarship to play drums there at MTSU.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They got a good band.
They do. And the MTSU would have been my high school's band, like part two, pretty much. Just about everybody I was in drumline with went to MTSU and played. So I kind of just didn't want to go to, you know, a second high school for me. So that's why I chose to go elsewhere.
Yeah, it's really nice there. And I've done a lot of stuff with them. So I wasn't going to go against them. But the interesting thing to me was when we got to the end, my head, I'll be honest with you, and I got plenty of time to really get my arms around it. My head has been saying Oklahoma-Clemson. I mean, it really has. I mean, my head is saying, really, Oklahoma-Clemson. But I opened my mouth and it came out Georgia-Alabama.
It did.
And I realized that I'm a helpless honk for the league. I'm going to just go ahead and admit it now. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I realize now, and by the way, the picks nationally, are these our picks, do you think, or are these national picks?
They're national picks because the group hadn't even been made yet, and they were like that.
Okay. Nationally, the picks are coming in on Oklahoma and Clemson. About the same. It looks like both of them are about 60-40, Oklahoma and 60-40 Clemson. My head has been saying Oklahoma, Clemson. But I opened my mouth, and I came out Georgia, Alabama. And I realized, you know, look, I've never been through, like, AA.
I love that.
Or I've never been through, like, Gamblers Anonymous, GA. Do they have a SECA? Do they have one of those? I realize now more than ever that I am a helpless honk for the league. It is what it is. What can I do? What can I do? So I went to Alabama and Georgia for an all-SEC final in Atlanta. And I don't think there's any banquets or anything that's going to stop me from being at that one. Pretty sure. All right, 866-485-9867. This is what a phone call sounds like. Grumpy is up next. Grumpy, welcome in. How are you?
Hey, pretty good, man. Yeah, one time I was thinking Lisa, and it came out Suzanne, and it cost me a lake house.
Cost you a lake house, did you say?
Yeah.
That's phenomenal.
All right, well, let's do this trifecta.
All right, the Big Ten has 8 games. They were 3-7 last year when they had 10 games. They were 3-7 last year. They're over and under this year for 8 games is 4.5.
Yeah. That hook is going to get somebody. I'll go under.
Got him. I agree with that, by the way. The SEC has 9 games this year. The over and under on the SEC is 4.5.
Man, I'll go over. I'll take 5.
T-Mac, would you do me a favor? Would you go through that those picks I just made and see how many SEC wins I picked? I'm curious as to see how many. I know I picked South Carolina to beat Michigan. The ACC has 10 games. Their over and under is 5.5.
That's the whole league, isn't it?
Almost. They got 14-team league.
Okay, 10, and what's their over under? Sorry.
5.5. So they had to do. And last year they were 8-3. They had 11 last year. Went 8-3.
I'll just guess and say over 6. Yeah, the 6.
Yeah, I think they'll get 6 or more out of that. I think so. The swing game for them might be that Miami Wisconsin game. I think that might be the swing game. I think some of the other ones are fairly obvious. But and then on Sunday for an extra point. On Sunday, we got the Patriots -2.5 at the Steelers.
I'll take the Steelers.
Man, the Pittsburgh Steelers need a new f***ing offensive coordinator. This guy sucks.
Okay. Now, did you get into Bowl Mania? Did you get into the bowl contest or no?
Man, I went in the door. They got a radio commercial on your show right now, as you know. Yeah. And 1:30 this afternoon, and didn't leave there until 4, smoking cigars.
Man, that's very, very cool. Was Fred Holland there by any chance or no?
I don't know who Fred is. Which one is he?
Oh, Fred's the guy that does the commercial. You remember Fred used to be on WVNN years and years ago, and he still does their commercial.
Yeah.
The white haired guy.
I didn't notice him in there, man. But they had a lot of cigars in there. I got me a new one now, but So I'll do the bowl challenge here in a minute.
Okay, I gotta get down there. Is it a cool place or what? Is it like a is it like a cigar bar or is it just a cigar place?
It's just a cigar place, but it's the oldest humidor. It's the oldest continuous business that sells tobacco in the state of Alabama, to my knowledge.
Really?
You know?
Okay, very cool.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you patronizing the sponsors, and Is it just me? I don't know if you've noticed. You're a regular listener, but somebody's doing some kick-ass work down at the main office, because I am hearing a ton of new sponsors on the show. I'm hearing all these new people in the Linex and some of these other places that are, you know, that had sponsored in the past or whatever. But it seems like there's a lot of new commercials on the Ump these days.
Yeah, there is. I noticed the same thing today when I was driving back smoking a cigar a while ago. I heard the humidor commercial, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
But all right, brother. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Thank you. I'm just saying. I mean, I know, you know, we're not supposed to, you know, we're probably not supposed to talk about that, or maybe we are. I don't know. But somebody's doing a hell of a job down at the main office, because I'm hearing all kinds of new businesses that are taking advantage of the Ump. I mean, it makes sense, obviously. But, yeah. So if somebody calls your business and says, hey, you want to advertise on the Tom Abraham Show or the Cole Kubrick Show or the Roundtable or the Atlanta or the Alabama Crimson Tide station or the Atlanta Braves station, then you know, just disregard the Atlanta Braves part and say yes. I mean, there's a lot of new T-Mac. You sit there and you see them come across the sheet. Am I lying? Does it seem like we're hearing a lot of different people now?
We are hearing an incredibly a large amount of different people.
Oh, well, that's great. I mean, we got guys like Woody Anderson Ford that have been with us for 100 years, which is great. The very, very loyal sponsors that we've had, you know, Madison RV and, you know, those kind of folks that have been with us forever, which is tremendous. But now, I'm hearing, you know, of course, the Humidor Smoke Shop there, they've been with us forever. But this is good. All right, Ross is indicated. Ross, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm fine, Tom. How about yourself?
I'm fantastic.
Hey, did you see the thing about rumors about the Calgary Flames are possibly going to be leaving Calgary?
Yeah, they could be going to Houston. I forgot to ask Greg Wyshynski about that yesterday, and I should have. And we will next week. But, yeah, that is an interesting story. I know they want hockey back in Houston. It would suck for the folks at Calgary, though. I don't know. I can't imagine Calgary without hockey.
How the hell do you have a team that leaves Canada? Especially
that's
Calgary.
Saddle Dome, though, is an old building. I'll say this. I mean, I'm critical of buildings that get built, you know, torn down in 20 years and stuff. But the Saddle Dome's been around for a long time in Calgary. They've been having rodeos there for a long time.
Yeah. The Flames have been around for a long time, too, haven't they?
Well, they were the Atlanta Flames, you know, and then they moved to Calgary. T-Mac, I'm going to take a guess, T-Mac. This would be good for Manoj. I'm going to say that the Flames moved to Calgary in 84. I'm just saying that. 84. Go check that out. All right.
Well, I just wanted to ask you about that, but I was also going to get in on the trifecta.
All right, the Big Ten, over or under 4.5 wins?
Over and under 4.5. I don't even know how many teams
they got. Eight games. They're playing eight games. They got eight games.
I picked South Carolina over Michigan. Yeah. And I also had Kentucky over Northwestern. So I'm going to go ahead and say under.
It's a trophy game. It's a game that has a trophy associated to it. So.
Yeah, they have eight games. Now, the SEC has 9 games. The SEC last year was 6-6 on 12 games. So over or under 4.5 on the SEC for 9 games.
Question for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, just say, for instance, if Bama and Georgia win the first one, so then if both of them make it to the playoffs and one of them wins there, does that count as a double?
No, the national championship game is not in this. It's just the games that are booked right now, the Rose Bowl and the Sugar Bowl, but the national championship's not included for anybody, the ACC, anybody.
You said it's over under how much?
4.5 out of 9 games.
Oh, over.
I would think that it would be going.
It's like taking poison, like rat poison.
I have them at 6-3, by the way, just for the record. I have the SEC at 6-3, but I also picked both Georgia and Alabama.
I'd probably have to agree with you.
Yeah, the ACC has 10 games. Over and under for the ACC is 5.5. They were 8-3 last year, by the way.
Yeah, I'll go over for the ACC.
Hey, it was BYOG, bring your own guts.
All right, and then in the bonus pick, the Patriots Sunday, -2.5 at the Steelers.
That's going to hurt, but I'm going to choose the Patriots.
Well,
after watching my
retire.
Steelers play like that this past Sunday and to see Joe Flacco and Collins just destroy the defense, I really think Tom Brady's going to come out and have a field day. And that, I don't know what the heck happened this past Monday night, but he's going to just shred them.
Bullies in the schoolyard can't stop it.
When I suck, I'll retire.
All right, we got you, man. Good luck, Ross.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good weekend.
I appreciate you. 1980? They moved to Calgary in 1980 from Atlanta.
Yep.
What year was it when Crispy, our friend Terry Crisp, what year was it when Crispy won the cup? Was that 84 or 86?
When Calgary won it?
Yeah, they won it with Terry Crisp as their coach. You remember Terry Crisp. He's been on the show a number of times.
Oh, I want to say, I looked at it a second ago, 1989. Yeah.
89. Badger Larry is up next. Badger Larry, welcome to the show. How are you?
Doing great, Tommy. How about yourself?
I'm fantastic, man. Why don't you come by and see us on Monday? We'll be over there at the Baumhauer's, broadcasting from 2 to 6. And then, Hey Coach with Avery Johnson coming up right after us. So Avery will be there.
Monday?
Yeah. It's Monday. Huh? Come on by and say hello. Have a sandwich.
I probably will.
All right. Junkyard Babe will be there.
So tell me, why are you handicapping this thing when the SEC is playing an extra game and you got them both – under 4.5.
Well, the national championship game doesn't count. So that's right now for the SEC, there's 9 bowl games. One is the Sugar Bowl and one is the Rose Bowl, but that's it. So in this deal here that we're doing, this is just strictly for the 39 bowl games that we have right now. Or 40, however many it is.
Gotcha. But they got an extra game over the Big Ten, and you got them both at 4.5.
Well, they're both at, because that's the Vegas number. The Vegas number for the Big Ten is 4.5, because based on the matchups, the Vegas, Northwestern's a pretty big favorite over Kentucky. Wisconsin, I think, is a slight favorite over Miami. So right now, the Big Ten is favored in 5 games of their 8, and the SEC is favored in 5 games of their 9.
I gotcha. Okay.
So, but that's Vegas numbers. Okay. So the Big Ten, over or under 4.5 out of 8 games?
They're going over.
It's a trophy game.
Right now,
it's a game that has a trophy associated to it. So.
And Michigan is going to beat South Carolina.
So, I mean, when you look at last year was a terrible bowl season. So you think for the sake of the league, they're going to make a big bounce back this year?
No, I just like their matchups.
Yeah, see, I like Penn State against Washington. I like Miami, or I like Wisconsin against Miami. Although I think Miami will win that game, but I think Wisconsin can win that game.
I don't think so.
Oh, I think because it's at Miami. That's the only reason. I think Michigan against South Carolina, even though I'm going to pull for South Carolina. Let's see, what are your other games? Kentucky and Northwestern. That's going to be – Northwestern's pretty good. I think they can get Kentucky there,
really
although
well.
The blue mist will be there for that. Michigan State's going to beat Washington State. I like them there. Iowa, Boston College. I think Boston College wins that. It's in New York City. Purdue and Arizona. I think Arizona's going to win that. It'll be close. I tell you what, it'll be right there. It'll either be 4 or 5. You watch. It'll be right in that. But it'll either be 4. They'll either be 4 and 4 or 5 and 3. One or the other.
I think it's 5 and 3 is what it's going to be.
Okay. All right, the SEC is playing 9 games. What do you think, over or under 4.5?
Unfortunately, I think they're going to go under by 1.
You know, I used to stop at the Exxon and get a chicken on a stick. Best I ever had.
So you think Alabama and Georgia are going to lose?
No, I think Alabama's going to win.
Yeah.
But I've got South Carolina and Kentucky, and, I mean, I don't like their matchup.
Auburn will win. A&M might win. Yeah, it could be close. I think, see, the LSU Notre Dame game could be a swing game there. If LSU beats Notre Dame, they go over. Notre Dame wins. Maybe they go under. All right, the ACC has 10 games. The ACC last year was 8-3. They've got 10 games. 5.5 is the back number.
Yeah, they're not as good this year, but I think they're going to go 6-4.
All right, so you got the ACC going.
Hey, it was BYOG. Bring your own guts.
Patriots minus 2.5 at the Stullers.
Every time I go against, I do not like the Patriots, but every time I go against them, they kick butt. I'm gonna go ahead and go with the Patriots.
Bullies in the schoolyard can't stop it.
So are Packers going to get it done against Carolina and Carolina stay alive?
I think they are actually.
I hope so, man. If they do, I mean, that sets up them
back, and they actually got a running game going now too. So
I'll set up a huge game next Saturday night on the 23rd at night against the Vikings at home on the frozen tundra. That'd be cool.
Yeah, but the Vikings. See, the other thing is the Vikings aren't going to need to win it either.
They'll probably have things locked up. They'll have it locked up, but now they've got a chance to get home ice throughout. I think they'll still be playing hard. Because they got a chance to steal that home ice from Philadelphia now that Carson Wentz is out, so don't think they're going to be just screwing around.
We don't forget who put Rodgers out though either.
That's what I'm saying. So. Yeah, that'd be a great game. All right, Larry, I appreciate you.
All right, buddy, have a good weekend.
All right. Hey, how about Lindsey Jones? We haven't heard from her in a while. Remember when Lindsey Jones was she made it through a couple of rounds, I think, of Who Wants to Be a Broadcaster thing. Lindsey, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. You've been listening, or you've been like on the moon, or what?
No, I've been listening every day.
Oh, well, we appreciate you. You want to get in on this?
I do.
All right. What do you think about the Big Ten? They're playing 8 games, over or under 4.5.
I'm going to say over. I know everybody's going under, but you never know. The Big Ten, it's iffy, so I think there might be some surprises.
You know what? I hate to do this, but I'll take the suck, guys.
Actually, 3 of the 5 that have done it on the phone have gone over, so you're not in a terrible minority there. I don't know about there's a million of them that have been coming in online. All right, the SEC has 9 games, over or under 4.5?
I'm going to say over.
It's like taking poison, like rat poison.
The ACC has 10 games. Their over or under is 5.5.
I'm going to say under.
Who in the blue hell are you?
By the way, you're the first under on the call-in ones. And then the Patriots are minus 2.5 at the Stullers tomorrow night, or Sunday night, Sunday afternoon.
I'm going to have to take the under on that one.
Wait a minute. No, it's Patriots minus 2.5 at the Steelers. Pick a side.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm taking the Patriots.
Got to take the Patriots.
When I suck, I'll retire.
Yeah.
All right, we got you in, Lindsey. Appreciate it. Good hearing from you.
All right. Thanks. All right. You too.
Thank
Bye.
You. Thanks. She did a good job in that thing. Remember? She was in that thing. She did a pretty decent job.
I started here right after all of that.
Oh, stuff. You missed Who Wants to Be a Broadcaster?
Yeah, I missed all that stuff. I was really working for Kudos, but I didn't come over here until right after that.
That was a really cool promotion. We had some really good people in it. All right, let me get Trill in here. Trill, what's going on?
What's going on, big dog?
You are?
Man, I should have gotten that promotion. I feel like I could have did well in that.
In what?
In that Who Wants to Be a Broadcaster.
Oh, Who Wants to Be a Broadcaster thing? Yeah, yeah, you might have done well in that, yeah. The kid that won it doesn't live around here anymore, I don't think. He was an assistant coach at Huntsville High, Drew Hall. Yeah. But I think he moved someplace. He moved to like Birmingham or something like that. Maybe I don't know.
Yeah, I think he lives in Birmingham.
Yeah.
Anyway, I figured I'd get on that trifecta today, big dog.
Over or under 4.5 wins for the 10?
Give me under.
It's a trophy game. It's a game that has a trophy associated to it. So.
The SEC's got 9 games. Over or under 4.5?
Give me the over.
Not a popularity contest. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to win football games.
The ACC has 10 games, over or under 5.5.
They're going to go 5-5. Give me the under.
Hey, it was BYOG. Bring your own guts.
And the Patriots are minus 2.5 at the Stullers.
Man, the Patriots going to get whacked back-to-back week. So give me the Patriots.
Man.
Oh, the Patriots. Who you want? Oh, they're not going to get whacked back-to-back weeks. Okay. Right.
Bullies in the schoolyard. Can't stop it.
All right, man. We got you in, Trill. Have a great weekend.
Dog. Y'all have a great weekend, guys.
All right, man, you too. All right, let's get a break. When we return, we'll rewind it right after this. It's the Tom Abraham Show, 730-1039. Yep.
Sports Radio 730 and 1039. The UMP. WUMP.
Everything's great. You're humming along to your favorite holiday music, happy as can be. Having a pleasant little drive because you think you're on your way to the best deals of the holiday season. But did you check eBay? If you did, you'd know we have price match guarantee on eBay deals all season long, which means the best deals on gifts from Adidas to Samsung to Dyson, and all with free shipping. So keep humming your favorite holiday tune, but make sure to check eBay deals for the best prices all season long. eBay. Fill your cart with color.
Come to the Humidor Pipe Shop today, noon to 5:30, for the last cigar show of the year, just in time for Christmas. Camacho Cigars will be in the house with great deals on these very popular ones. Also, great deals on boxes of Avo cigars. Come get what you really want for Christmas. Great deals, swag, and fun. Avo and Camacho, today, noon to 5:30, at the Humidor Pipe Shop, Memorial Parkway Southwest. Where, as always, you can smoke in the lounge.
At Amazon, we've got millions of toys and games to choose from this holiday. For kids of all ages. From the classics, to new ideas, to the must-have hits. So, whether you're buying for creative kids, competitive kids, or, well, grown-up kids, visit Amazon for all the toys and games you need and give a little love this holiday. And get free shipping on over 100 million items with eligible orders over $25, only at Amazon.
Give a little bit of my love to you.
When you book your holiday travel with Priceline, you can save up to $300 on your flight. With savings like that, you'll have extra money to spend on better gifts for your nieces and nephews.
Look, Mom! Uncle Bill got us a drum set!
That's the sound of being a caring and generous gift giver. And when you've had enough of that gift, you can also save up to 60% on hotels. For the deals you won't find anywhere else, go to Priceline.
Express deals are different. Exact airline or hotel shown only after booking.
What do you mean you missed a segment of the Tom Abraham Show? How could you miss one of these great guests? What are you going to do when someone asks you, did you hear what the dog said? Here's the solution. Go to umpsports.com, click on the show at the podcast tab.
Are you at risk for whooping cough? Pertussis, also known as whooping cough, is an extremely contagious respiratory illness that can cause a violent cough lasting up to 10 weeks. Pertussis is spread through the air when an infected person breathes, coughs, or sneezes. Over 48,000 cases of pertussis have been diagnosed in the United States, the highest number of cases since 1955. And even though you may have gotten the DPT shot when you were a child, over time, your immunity to pertussis declines, leaving you and those around you at risk. Even if you've received a tetanus shot in the past, there's a high likelihood it did not contain pertussis protection. Receiving the tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis vaccine will not only protect you, but also prevent you from spreading the disease to others, especially to young children for whom whooping cough can be fatal. To find out more about the tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis vaccine, be sure to talk to your pharmacist or doctor today.
Support for this program is provided by the Native American Rights Fund, reminding you that sovereignty is not free. Native American Rights Fund has been helping Indian tribes for over 40 years with critical issues such as treaty enforcement, hunting and fishing rights, Indian child welfare, religious freedom, and more. You too can become a modern-day warrior with your support for NARF's work. Learn more at narf.org and join the fight for Native rights.
Brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Indeed.com delivers five times more hires than any other job site. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Mostly fair tonight. The low down in the upper 20s, around 28. Tomorrow, a good supply of sunshine. Not as cold. The high 53. Sunday, cloudy. Rain moving in by afternoon. The high at 50. Monday, warmer with periods of rain likely and maybe a thunderstorm. Monday's high at 65. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 1039, The Ump.
No time to get on the phone? Tweet the big dog at Tom Abraham Show. Here's Tom Abraham.
Oh, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on?
figured it out, Peanut. I was logged in under a different account. Apparently, I have two accounts. And I was logged in. Now, I don't know. This is like a double blind test, because what I did was I opened up a Microsoft Edge to see if it was my browser. But when I logged in on Edge, I logged in with my, you know, the name I had given you. And I'm logged in under another account, too. And so that's why it won't let me. So now I got to go back to Chrome and log in properly, and I bet I'll be good. I think I fixed it. I mean, I think I figured it out. But I think that was it. It wasn't the browser. It was that I logged in. It was weird because it would let me do everything except for make picks. So I was logged in under a different name. All right. All of our guests appear on the Woody Anderson Ford VIP hotline. So, you know, be cognizant of that. Not that they all come in. I want you to be cognizant of that, too. But be cognizant of the fact that if you've had multiple accounts, it just was coming up because it was saved on my Chrome browser. So it kept coming up with my other account, and that's what was happening. All our guests appeared on the Woody Anderson Ford VIP hotline. That's Steve Merrill, Josh Ward, Brent Sobolewski, Clinton Lamb, all made it in to the Woody Anderson Ford Rapid Rewind. All right, bowl strategy. Give me your thoughts on bowl strategy, coaches changing, teams without coaches, teams, you know, with coaches in transition, conferences playing up, you know, always a concern. You got Auburn playing UCF, you know, having to play down a little bit there in a situation like that. You know, UCF's a great team. What's your strategy when it comes to breaking down the bowls?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely have to have a strategy. It's unlike any other time in the college football season. And I think over my 21-year career since I started in 1996, the two most profitable, consistently profitable times a year, each and every year, are the college bowls and the NBA playoffs. And the reason is because situational handicapping is so important. You know, in the NBA playoffs, you get the best of seven series. You get that zigzag working. A team off a blowout usually comes back with more effort. So you don't really look at statistics. It's the same thing with the college football bowls. We kind of touched on this a couple of weeks ago with the rivalry games in late November, and I talked about how underdogs are often worth a look and that, you know, you can kind of throw the records and the statistics out because they play up. It's the same thing in the bowl games. I mean, a lot of times in these early bowl games, especially big favorites, they do not do well, and the reason is because they're not excited about being in that game. So the bottom line is when handicapping every bowl game, you have to look at the situational aspects first, make sure the players want to be there, make sure the coach is still there, make sure players aren't sitting out for the NFL draft, et cetera.
Yeah, and I think that is a big part of the way it goes. Now, we're not seeing a ton of that in these early games. Is there any of these ones that are coming up this weekend when the bowl games get started that you particularly have a good feel for?
Well, one thing that also works well in these early bowl games, not just that the underdogs usually do well, the over. We see very high-scoring games, and the offenses usually have the edge here, especially if there's not a lot of motivation. And when you have 6-6, 6-5 teams, you know, making these minor bowl games, they obviously aren't playing for anything. They're there to have fun. The odds makers have caught on to this trend, though, and these totals have been jacked up several points in recent years. But, you know, one game I think that might go against the grain, and I'd actually maybe look at an under tomorrow, would be that Western Kentucky game against Georgia State. Georgia State averaging 19 points a game. Western Kentucky on the road this year averaging 19 points a game. They average 38 rushing yards a game on the road this year. They are 1-5 against the spread. This is not that high-flying Western Kentucky offense like we've seen in recent years. So I think the one game in which maybe that overtrend doesn't work as well tomorrow could be that Georgia State-Western Kentucky game. And what an ugly game that is, and that's just kind of what you deal with here in the first week of the bowl season.
The one that's got a little bit of name recognition would be the Oregon-Boise State game. And Oregon's a touchdown favorite there. And I assume that Mario Cristobal is going to be running the show. I mean, I would assume that that's the way they'll work there. I mean, I don't think Willie Taggart hung around for that deal. And I thought it was kind of interesting. The total is high on that, too. That's 61.5, but they're like 6.5, 7-point favorites.
Right, and that line has been rising. Oregon was a 5-point favorite earlier. Now it's up to that key number of 7. Total was low as 58 a week ago. Now it's up to 61.5. So you're right. Money's been coming in on Oregon and the over. These are two offenses that are, you know, throughout the last decade have been as explosive as anybody in college football. They're both down a notch the last couple seasons, but they still are capable of putting some points up. And these are two big-name programs that you figure aren't that excited probably about being in, you know, a December 16th bowl game. Now, it is the Las Vegas Bowl. It's a little bit better than some of the other bowl games. Mm-hmm. But these are the type of games, I think, where you could see both offenses hold the edge.
Another one that'll be played before we speak again is the one between Florida Atlantic and Akron. That's the biggest number on the table right now. And you wonder about Lane Kiffin. He kind of got, you know, I know he's happy-go-lucky and he's wonderful on the Twitter and all that kind of stuff. But I wonder if he's got a little bit of a red ass over the fact that he did not really get a look from any of these jobs, even though he went 9-0 in the league and won the Conference USA. And they're like a 22-23-point favorite. That thing's been growing like crazy. National TV, a chance to kind of, you know, be in front of the cameras would be the only game going on at that particular point in time against Akron. Is that a number that's just too big, or could you see Florida Atlantic just opening a can in that game?
Yeah, I've never seen anything like this. I mean, the 21 years I've done bowl games, I don't think I've ever seen a favorite of more than 3 touchdowns in a bowl game that I can remember, even in a major bowl. In fact, the cutoff line is normally about 7. When you start getting to underdogs of more than 7, they've historically covered about 60% of the time. But then again, you have that. The reason is because normally the big favorite doesn't have motivation, but you really, I don't think that's the case in this game, like you said. I mean, Florida Atlantic, excited to be in a bowl game in general. Lane Kiffin has plenty of motivation to just route somebody to, you know, build that resume. But yeah, we're in uncharted territory. And by the way, this line opened as low as 17. It's now up to 22.5. So the money's actually been coming in even more on the big favorite.
What prompted Ray Anderson to call Phil Fulmer a pariah?
Yeah, I don't know, but it, you asked how's it being received in Knoxville. Not well by Tennessee fans. They're pretty upset about it. And you'll see often, and you probably have in the past, Tennessee fans will come together to go after somebody. So their response has been, why don't you get your own house in order? Now, you wonder what makes him say that. I would say that's conversations he's having with other people, but I don't think that's his own personal opinion by himself that he's just spreading out there on behalf of others. You did notice last week that Scott Strickland and Greg Byrne came to the defense of John Curry. So I don't think Philip Fulmer is or Tennessee itself, how everything worked out, and Philip Fulmer's a part of that, has been all that well received by some of the athletic director community. But when these comments and the word pariah is used by the athletic director at Arizona State, which has come under fire in public scrutiny himself, then a lot of Tennessee fans are going to say, hey, who are you to talk about what's going on here?
Yeah, I mean, was that the most curious hire of all of them? I mean, you know, you hire Herm Edwards on the cheap, really, at $2 million a year. And, you know, Herm, I'm a big Herm fan on TV, and I love when he's talking to the rookies at the rookie symposium. He's very entertaining. But, you know, as a coach, he was melancholy as an NFL coach, and he's never been a college coach. And he kept the whole staff. So, you know, it's almost like he's going in there almost like a GM or something. You know what I mean? More so than a coach. And now coaches are leaving there, you know, as well. It just is that was a weird hire.
Well, that's another part of it is it was strange enough that he was going to go in there and you're keeping the staff together because now you're asking coaches to kind of work together. But those coordinators, they're their own people, and they end up finding other opportunities. So now you have to replace them, and Herm's got to put together a staff, which he has plenty of coaching connections. So I would think that he'll ultimately be able to do that and find some coordinators to help him out. But that doesn't mean that it's going to be easy, and that doesn't mean that he's going to make it work. So, yeah, I thought it was easily the most curious hire, especially the way that it all unfolded. If you ask me who are they better off with, Herm Edwards or Todd Graham, I'd say, well, Graham, the position they had, and they wouldn't have had to pay all the money to make the change. So that's a big reason why Tennessee fans are probably unhappy with the comments and so defensive. Now, any athletic director could have made that comment, and the Tennessee fans would have not taken too kindly to it. But the fact that it was Arizona State's AD caused them to be even more upset, I would say.
Now, I was off last week, so you and I didn't get a chance to really talk about the whole Jeremy Pruitt thing. And you know, I know that Vol fan in the Twitter sphere, you know, they approved of this one. Apparently, they stamped, you know, put the rubber stamp on this one for the most part. But is there a concern at all? First of all, we don't know how he's going to do. He might be great. He might do as well as Kirby. He might, who knows? I mean, we really don't know. He's never been a head coach. We don't know if he's going to have a better record than Greg Schiano had at Rutgers. You know, we have no idea. But beyond that, is there a concern at all that this is an Alabama guy? I mean, this is an Alabama guy through and through. I know he went to Middle Tennessee for a couple of years, but he's born and raised in Alabama. He graduated from Alabama, played at Alabama, has coached high school all over the state of Alabama. And it would seem like that if they do really well, he's going to be a candidate to go back to Alabama in 4 or 5 years whenever Nick decides to step aside. The opposite of that is they do really bad, and there's another coaching search going on in 4 or 5 years. Does it give the feel that it's really not a long-term deal?
Yeah, I think there are some fans that have that fear. Now, most fans are just all in. They're supportive. Phil, a former, introduced the coach. It's a new era. And most fan bases rally and get excited for their guy. And right now he's Tennessee's guy. Yeah, there are some fans that have that fear of what if he does well here and leaves to go back to Alabama when Saban eventually leaves. And part of the reason Tennessee fans might have that fear is because Lane Kiffin did that. So you've already seen one guy go back to where he came from, or you know, his roots, and that fear is somewhat there. Now, the expectation is that Alabama calls Dabo Swinney first, but he could absolutely say no and decide to stay at Clemson where he's won championships. So, yeah, that fear exists, but Tennessee fans right now, I think for the most part, are just so focused on the fact that they have a new coach, and he said the right things at the press conference, and they're really excited about it.
Sobolewski with us, Bleacher Report. All right, to last night, I mean, another game and another guy getting carted off on a board. But I got to be honest with you, I didn't see anything. I looked at the play 100 times, and I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking to myself, it looked like what happens when you get a stinger or something. You know, I mean, anybody that's ever padded up before and did bull in a ring or an Okie drill or anything like that, you know, knows that feeling of when you get a stinger. I don't know if these newfangled helmets, if maybe, you know, in the rush to make the perfect helmet, all of a sudden, you know, we're not making a perfect helmet, or if they're being so cautious that if a guy is down and he says he has a pain in his neck, that they're going to put him on a board and strap him up and take him out, because he walked out of the hospital and was back in the locker room afterwards. Is it we're being so cautious, or is it, you know, the helmets or what? Because that hit, you saw it. There was nothing there.
No, there wasn't. But there, we have to acknowledge the history that exists with Brandon Williams and his medical past. He suffers from stenosis. When he was at Oregon, they thought his career was over because of the malady. And he went on to finish his collegiate career as a basketball player before attempting a comeback at the professional level to live out his dreams. So he was more prone than your typical player for this type of injury. Now, you never want to see it, of course, but I believe it differs greatly than if we're discussing Ryan Shazier and what he experienced or continues to experience, and we still don't have a clear indication of how the seriousness of his, after injuring his neck. And very different, though, because with Williams, you had that past. It wasn't a big blow to the head as you would come to expect, whereas Shazier was a far more impactful hit with poor technique with the crown of his helmet, really compressing his spine. It was a spinal contusion. We'll see. The family's not letting much information out. So while we've had this happen 2 weeks in a row, two very different situations based on the personal histories of each individual.
I did mention that in the open that he suffers from spinal stenosis, and I'm just going to say this. I think any condition that starts with the word spinal, that probably should rule you out for like the rest of your life. You know what I mean? I mean, I think at that particular point in time, you get to live, you get to do something, but playing football might not be a thing. I mean, a narrowing of the spinal column, that just doesn't sound like something I'd run my kid out there with. You know what I mean?
Well, absolutely. And what bothers me at this point, Tom, is the fact that, you know, these players are being medically cleared. And what we've seen in recent weeks, and I'm referring specifically to the Tom Savage situation, are the medical personnel truly keeping the player's best interests at heart? And that's what I'm starting to question. And especially with the NFL's supposed improvement in identifying concussions, trying to have the independent neurologists on the side of the field, and yet this isn't the first time we've had these problems this year, whether it be Tom Savage or Russell Wilson, guys that got basically knocked out on the field and were allowed back before people started to question the process. This is a problem. The process itself is a problem. So when they take the utmost care to make sure Brandon Williams is secure and there's no further damage, that's okay to me. It's the opposite end of the spectrum that's really startling at this point in time.
All right, let's talk about a couple of different things here. First of all, the coaching staff. And, I earlier this week, not that my endorsement means anything, but, you know, in my mind, it's Tosh Lupoi time to be the defensive coordinator. It fits the MO of what Nick Saban has done in the past with younger guys that he brings along. It's his defense. You know, he's not going to go out and hire John Chavis or, you know, Gene Chizik or something like that. He's going to use, you know, somebody that's from within. But we know they also made another hire as well defensively. Talk about what you think might happen here with this defensive coordinator situation.
Well, it's a little bit different than we were expecting because of the new rule that came into play where you can now have 10 assistant coaches on the sidelines. And so that actually created another vacancy that needed to be filled. So now it sits at two with the departure of Jeremy Pruitt. And, of course, one of those is going to be filled by Pete Golding, who has some defense coordinator experience. Now, granted, a lot of the schools that he's been at probably are unfamiliar to a lot of your average fans. D2 Delta State, Southeastern Louisiana, and then most recently this season he's been the defense coordinator at the University of Texas San Antonio. And he's definitely an impressive guy as far as the X's and O's, and he has experience calling plays. And so I think what Saban's going to do, which might deviate from what he's done in the past a little bit, is Tosh Lupoi is a guy that Alabama can't afford to lose. He's an excellent recruiter. He's one of the best young minds as far as up-and-coming coaches go. So I do know that there's been a lot of high-profile teams that have been after him, but I also know that he wants to stay under Nick Saban if possible. So I think the strategy was to bring Pete Golding, who does have play-calling experience, onto the staff, and he'll probably call the plays as a co-defense coordinator along with Lupoi, and he will be brought or elevated to co-defense coordinator as well to kind of continue to get his feet wet in the overall game planning process, get a lot more involved and get more experience, and then on down the road, he's definitely going to be a future defense coordinator. There's no doubt about that.
I'd go with Lupoi. I think that Tosh Lupoi can call the defense, especially with Pete Golding in his ear, helping with game planning. And you know Nick Saban is all over that defensive game plan, right? I mean, it's not like the kid doesn't have a lot of help with him when it comes to that. But I think he can call a defense. I mean, it's not rocket science. I mean, there's a lot of things. Once you plan your work, then you work your plan. And, you think Jeremy Pruitt calls that thing without Nick Saban whispering in his ear about different times and what they want to do at different things. So I think he can do it. I think you're right. I think Golding becomes a co-defensive coordinator, but I think Lupoi could be the play caller.
And that is absolutely possible. But with Lupoi being so young, he's only 36 years old, absolutely no experience whatsoever calling a defense. And there's going to be certain situations that he's going to be unfamiliar with. It's a very different beast calling an entire defense compared to just being the outside linebackers coach, which is up to this point all he's done. And I know that he's been being groomed to be the defense coordinator, but it would be a little bit different than what Saban's done in the past for him to have a guy like Golding calling the plays on top of Lupoi being more so involved in the game planning. But I do think that, Golding's an excellent addition, and I do think that he is very capable of calling the plays. That defense at UT San Antonio, they were 23rd in the country in yards allowed per play, which is exceptional for the amount of talent that they had there, which was not a lot. I will be interested to see how it plays out, though, because I don't necessarily think that Saban brought Golding on to be a defensive backs coach, which is what his specialty has been, because they already have Derek Ansley, who also should be considered for that role of defensive coordinator. He probably is not going to get it, but he's an excellent coach, also an excellent recruiter. And as far as X's and O's, there aren't too many guys on that Alabama staff that are as familiar with the X's and O's as Derek Ansley. So I definitely will be curious to see how it plays out.
All right, there you have it. That is your rapid rewind for this, the 15th of December, 2017. We'll come back and wrap it up next right here on 730-1039. Yump.
Sports Radio. The Ump. Because we care.
Hear that? That's the sound of speechless. Like when you give her an unforgettable gift from Jared the Galleria of Jewelry. Whether it's one of the hundreds of new pieces in our collection, one of the exclusive pieces you can only find at Jared, or a custom piece we create just for you, Jared is the place to find the gift.
I love it.
That takes her breath away. And that's why he went to Jared.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent kitchen fire. Here to describe the event, a refrigerator.
I was just chilling, keeping some lettuce and dairy products cold, when the toaster starts shooting sparks. Next thing I know, he lit a cabinet on fire.
Did you try and stop the flames?
I'm a refrigerator, not a fireman.
Your refrigerator can't help with a kitchen fire, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Everything's great. You're humming along to your favorite holiday music, happy as can be. Having a pleasant little drive because you think you're on your way to the best deals of the holiday season. But did you check eBay? If you did, you'd know we have price match guarantee on eBay deals all season long, which means the best deals on gifts from Adidas to Samsung to Dyson, and all with free shipping. So keep humming your favorite holiday tune, but make sure to check eBay deals for the best prices all season long. eBay, fill your cart with color.
When you book your holiday travel with Priceline, you can save up to $300 on your flight. With savings like that, you'll have extra money to spend on better gifts for your nieces and nephews. That's the sound of being a caring and generous gift giver. And when you've had enough of that gift, you can also save up to 60% on hotels for the deals you won't find anywhere else. Go to Priceline.
Express deals are different. Exact airline or hotel shown only if to book.
Here's what you'll hear tonight on The Ump.
There are no games on the air tonight, but you can tune in all weekend for some NFL action and even some college football bowl action as well. That's all weekend, all right here on The Ump.
Start your gift shopping yet?
I will today. It's time to shop at Macy's.
Says the man who never does his own gift shopping.
But this is different. We save on hundreds of gift specials.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Plus thousands more specials in-store and online.
Uh-huh.
Or we get an extra 20 or 15% off with our Macy's Carter Savings Pass.
Wow, you've really done your homework.
This year, just call me Santa.
Are you just saying this so I'll put out milk and cookies for you?
Now that you mention it. The perfect gift brings people together. It's time to shop at Macy's. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply.
Wipe your paws. It's time to enter the doghouse.
Gotta love that Dog After Dark music, that's for sure. Well, that's going to do it for our week. Next week, we're going to get things started with a bang on Monday. I mean, we're coming at you large on Monday. We will be at Baumhauer's, and I think that there's some misunderstanding from some of you out there. We'll be at Baumhauer's from 2 until 6, and then I say followed by Hey Coach, which is on our air. But what you've got to understand is Hey Coach is originating from Baumhauer's. Now, Nick Saban is not going to be there, but Avery Johnson will be there. Okay, because remember, the basketball team is playing Tuesday night in Huntsville. Okay, so that's coming up on Tuesday night. So against Mercer, against the Bears. Remember Mercer, right? They beat Duke in the tournament a few years ago. So Monday, be there or be square, Baumhauer's. Avery Johnson will be in the house. We're going to try and grab him before Hey Coach, see if we can talk to him a little bit. You can meet them, say hello. They'll be taking pictures, doing all that good stuff. Antonio Macbeth mixed the show. Tony Mac, have yourself a great weekend. I'm Tom Abraham. Till Monday, tune in to all the great football right here. At 7:30, 103.9, The Ump.
Sports Radio, 7:30, 103.9, The Ump.
Tom Luganbill here for Woody Anderson Ford. When I was in the Tennessee Valley, one of the things that impressed me the most was the quality of the people. People like Bobby White and his team at Woody Anderson Ford. And now you can experience the tremendous new service lanes and showroom at Woody Anderson Ford, at Jordan and Sparkman, or just stop by for breakfast or lunch at Henry's Mustang Cafe. And in Madison, visit Woody Anderson of Madison on Hughes Road, just south of 72. Like a great college football tradition, always there, Woody Anderson Ford.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-947-1670. 800-947-1670. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-947-1670.
Everything's great. You're humming along to your favorite holiday music, happy as can be. Having a pleasant little drive because you think you're on your way to the best deals of the holiday season. But did you check eBay? If you did, you'd know we have price match guarantee on eBay deals all season long, which means the best deals on gifts from Adidas to Samsung to Dyson, and all with free shipping. So keep humming your favorite holiday tune, but make sure to check eBay deals for the best prices all season long. eBay. Fill your cart with color.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
At Amazon, we've got millions of toys and games to choose from this holiday. For kids of all ages. From the classics, to new ideas, to the must-have hits. So, whether you're buying for creative kids, competitive kids, or, well, grown-up kids, visit Amazon for all the toys and games you need and give a little love this holiday. And get free shipping on over 100 million items with eligible orders over $25. Only at Amazon.
Give a little bit of my love to you.
Premature birth is the number one killer of babies. Those who survive often face birth defects and complications that affect them for life. A healthy birth is the dream of every parent. But for hundreds of thousands of families with a baby born too soon, the reality is their baby's first home is the newborn intensive care unit. It's the hardest thing they will ever have to face. And it's even harder on the baby. This is a crisis that knows no boundaries. 15 million babies are born prematurely worldwide. Nearly 1 million will die before their first birthday. Do something today. Help the March of Dimes provide education and support to families and fund life-saving research to give every baby a fighting chance. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Every 2 minutes, a child enters foster care in the United States. More than 23,000 of these youth age out of foster care without anyone to protect them and care for them. You can be the difference for a child or teen in foster care. To learn about fostering or adoption, call SAFY today at 334-270-3181 or visit the website at safy.org. Consider becoming a foster parent, an agent of hope. Log on, safy.org.
Every day, 70,000 puppies or kittens are born in the U.S. Cute, right?
What's not cute is that half of all litters are accidents, which leads to millions killed in shelters each year. Turns out, those little cuties can get pregnant sooner than you think. But here's the good news. You can stop the accident before it happens. When you bring home a pet, get them fixed at 4 months old.
WUMP Madison, W28OBA Madison Huntsville, a Cumulus station. Sports Radio 730 and 1039. The Ump.
CBS Sports Radio. Sports Flash.
I'm Jay Berman. We'll start with the NFL. Trevor Siemian is out for the season.